What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, soon to be America, Mr. Donald J. Trump, dancing, great mood. How are you today, Mr. President?
How are we doing? We're so close, tech stuff. You know, there's rumors that I'm going to get indicted again. Whoop-de-doo. You know, after the, it's like cheating on a wife. The first one, you get a little nervous. Well, by the 19th prostitute, you're like, who the hell can, you can't get 19 divorces. You know, so it's sort of the way I feel about the Second Amendment. Once you shoot somebody, you might as well shoot up the entire shopping mall, you know, because, well, we're not pro mall shooting. Of course, we're actually anti mall shooting. Nobody's okay. Going to report that. I'm going to say right now, Donald J. Trump is anti shooting at malls. How about that? They're not going to report that, though. They won't report that. But I use it as an analogy, you know?
Where I've heard.
You say, it's like. And so once you do one, you know, it's like, what was it? What? Once you, is it Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop?
Yep.
That's how I feel like about coming in women that aren't my wife. Once you pop, you can't stop. And so we're feeling great about our country. Not right now, but there's hope. It's called hope, tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because I looked at the polls recently, and boy, oh boy, is it sad out there for any Republican not named Donald J. Trump. It's kind of sad.
Now, Mr. President, it is going great for you, and as well, it's going great for this podcast. And we do have a big announcement coming up in August. If you'd like, would you like to lead into this announcement, or would you like me to lead in and you to color commentate it? It's your choice, Mr. President.
Okay, well, I'll say this. There is a person behind this show. He's a tall guy, sort of a bad comedian, but very tall. And he got a job under my administration, very good job. And under Sleepy Joe recently, lost the job. How about that? You don't ever hear him talk about that, do you? No. Well, he realized that, well, he's, I'll let you take it from here. You tell the people. Basically, under Sleepy Joe, under me, the show was free, correct? That rhymes, bars.
Correct.
Under me, and now there are people suffering, doing horribly, and free, we like freedom, we're pro-freedom, but there's maybe the total free show, there will be a free show, but you tell them, you give them the bad news, I give them the dancing and the jerk-off dance, and then you give the bad news, which is actually good news.
I think it's great news because we're going to have a lot more content and a lot more special things down the pipeline. But what we're going to be doing starting in August, in order to hear
August 7th,
everything will be behind a paywall. If you would like to hear the episodes, it would be $1 a month just to hear the weekly episode. There'll be a deal on Patreon. I think it'll be like $10 to pay for the whole entire year, and you will get the episode once a week. What will be going on iTunes? There will be a mini episode on iTunes, which would be kind of a teaser to the show, a little Q&A banter at the beginning, post episode, teasing the episode.
The ball tickle. We call those the ball tickle. But if you want full shaft and head, $1 a month. What? Imagine that. $1 a month. Show's been free for 5 years. 5 years. Total freedom. What we're basically saying is going into an election, okay, we're a year away from the most important election in American history. You can get the next year of podcasting as you've been getting for years. $10, you don't even think about it again. Or if you're you know, struggling in the Biden economy, you go $1 a month. Now, of course, you can always upgrade, but everything you've gotten for free so far, the next year max will call you, will cost you $10 maximum. I don't think that's a bad deal. And I'm sure there's some people screaming right now, how am I going to afford $1 a month? Well, I get emotional when I think of the people who can't afford $1 a month because I hate them. You know, it's, usually you see me get very upset, like Ivanka, thinking of Ivanka, you know, getting raw dogged on camera. But this is a sort of contempt. It's the greatest podcast. A lot of people say the best podcast in the world. And, you know, for Rogan, you know, Rogan, you know, this guy?
Yeah.
I gave him a strong alpha handshake at the
very MoMA. Strong, very long, very strong.
Wouldn't it be funny if people were going to the MoMA thinking they were going to see some stupid liberal art and they ended up at the MoMA, MMA? I think that'd be great content. If you switch the audiences, oh, we're going to see some liberal artist paint penises coming on religious artifacts. How woke and liberal art. And then the MMA people see that, and then the artists have to go see MMA. Anyway, the point is $1 a month.
There will also be a lot more bonus content. I think we're going to bring back Trump prank calls. I think we're going to bring up some more bonus content for the listeners. So there'll be more content, everything behind a paywall, though. And we'll get more into that next week, and it will go up on the Patreon probably starting in the next few days. So August, join up for well, the
$1. August 7th is the official. And the good news is also, if I can pitch these.
It will go up that week, though.
Right. But what I'm going to tell you is right now, we're in talks. We can't confirm it yet, but we're in talks for that first episode to be woke, radical left actor John Cusack. Okay?
That's right.
And he may not kick it off, but we're working on him being a guest and getting totally destroyed by your president. But the point is, if you can't afford the dollar a month for the greatest show ever, because I was going to say, Rogan, does the Spotify, you know, you got to do like your premium Spotify. And he has, what, 12 million people? We're just asking for $2,500 to say, yes, sir, thank you. And I will say you're welcome.
Or you just get the ball tickle. Or you get a ball tickle once a week. That's all you get.
And you may like that. You know what the thing is? That maybe a couple of these cheapskates said, oh, I kind of like the ball tickle. It's kind of fun. Well, guess what? After about a month of that, you're going to have blue balls. And then you're probably going to go do a Second Amendment shooting at a mall because you're so frustrated because you don't have your strong making podcasts are great again. So that's just it's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And I'm feeling presidential. Bam, 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 bam.
Mr. President, let's get into the news stories here. Very controversial decision happened in Israel. There is a law that was just passed. Bibi headed it, and I think Bibi might be getting a nickname back. I think it basically prevents the Supreme Court from overruling the government for reasonableness. I don't know what that means. Something is reasonable, I think, is a very gray area. You might think something is reasonable. I may not think it. So what are your thoughts on this ruling, and what are your thoughts on Bibi being maybe strong again?
Obviously, Bibi, we've been on a journey with this podcast, right? It's just true. You know, he was a great friend. And then he said that Joe Biden was Sleepy Joe was president. And he, you know, that was one of the worst things. I think that was probably the worst thing he's ever done, to be honest. Probably the worst. And he was stripped of his name. You know, Trump titles are very, you know, those don't come around often. But I think he is making amends. I think he is fighting to be tough again to prove his toughness. And I think I like this lore. I like this lore because if we had a lore like this in America, now we have a Trump Supreme Court. We have a Trump Supreme Court, so we get a lot of great decisions. But imagine if we had 9 Darth Vader Ginsburgs sitting on the court. They would not be making reasonable decisions. They would claim, oh, it's reasonable for us to decide if a president tried to do a coup and raped a woman at Bergdorf Goodman's. And I'd say, no, that's actually not reasonable. That's unreasonable. And by getting rid of that, you get a, it's called subjective. It's called subjective. We need judges who are objective so we can objectify them. That's why I want to appoint very hot women to the court. And we have objective judges who don't try to put their own opinions. You know, they can make an opinion in the law. It's called the law. Like in within the box of the law, they can make a decision. But when you bring reasonableness, all of a sudden the box starts getting wide and big. And they start throwing a lot of other things in, calling it reasonableness. No, no. So I think forcing judges to be more reasonable by getting rid of reasonableness. How about that? The judges will have to be more reasonable because now they can't use reason. And what's the reason for the season? Jesus Christ, it's called Christmas.
That's how you cap it up. That's your final words on that. Okay.
Sorry, I'm sending a truth.
Who are you sending it to, or is it out to everyone?
Oh no, it's a public truth. I said we need more Israeli laws. Good job, tough baby, and truth.
Now, Mr. President, I know you used to be a user of this, not anymore. You're all true social all day, all night. Twitter has replaced its bird, its logo, mascot, however you want to call it, Twitter, tweet, bird, with an X. I don't get it. Do you understand this? Are they trying to make it a little more edgy to bring you back? What's going on here?
No, I know what Elon Musk is trying to do. I know very well. He's, you know, he wants me back. Sort of pathetic. But now what he's doing, and not a lot of people know this in the fake news media, but on Truth Social they know. Truth Social they know very well. Have you gotten on Truth Social, Tech Stuff?
I have not been answered yet. I'm still on the wait list.
Well, okay. We'll see if we can bump you up the list. Probably not, though. But I would say he knows. Elon Musk, obviously, is a big tech guy. Big tech. Mm-hmm. And he's aware, somebody's made him aware of our plan for Netflix. You know, the Truth Social spinoff of adult streaming content featuring a series of a series of tasteful gangbang films featuring First Order Ivanka Trump. Well, he got word of this and he's trying to pivot. He's trying to do a pivot to adult content. So he wants to change Twitter because birds, bluebirds, you know, you think of like Disney films, like, oh, look at the birds. You know, it's very childlike. You switch it to X, now you have a lot of things you can do. And you can go, it'll make a transition to adult content a lot easier. Because as far as I know, I don't think you can find any adult content on Twitter.
There's a ton of adult content on Twitter, actually, Mr. President.
No, that's, you're probably thinking of another website. But Twitter is pretty wholesome. Yeah, it's woke, but it's wholesome, very wholesome.
There's a lot of violence and a lot of sex on Twitter, Mr. President.
We'll see about that. My algorithm was, you know, maybe that was because Pence was liking too many of my posts. I got sort of a wholesome algorithm. But I think he wants to make Twitter more adult. And he wants to try to. He knows that there is a monster coming called Netflix from Truth Social, and he wants to stop that quick. So I see him. He's playing checkers, and I'm playing Go Fish.
You don't think it has anything to do with, because he has SpaceX, so he's making this an X and just taking a page out of the branding of Donald Trump?
Well, and I have stock in XLAX, so I already beat him to it. What year is it? And I think we'll probably have to put the YouTube or the videos for people like the videos. I think that'll have to be paywall as well. Because you know the videos. The radical left people, they're going to want to go. Oh, we're going to we'll trick the president. We'll go watch the YouTubes.
Maybe we can make those private, and the only people who have the password are people who are.
It's called unlisted tech stuff. Private means no, only you could see it. Unlisted is no, where you have a link.
Only no, those but the link. You make it private where there's a password, and the only people who get the password are people 69. Who are on the Patreon. Well, you can't tell everybody the password now, or everyone's going to know it.
69.
Don't say answer. It. Don't say another one, because everyone's going to predict the third password. Mr. President, I know you are running. I know you are running away with this right now. It looks like for the GOP, you it's are thing, ahead of
everything. We need to come up with a new phrase, because I'm not even running away with it. I'm walking away with it. I don't even have to run. You know, like
this you're is tripping away with this? It, like a sleepy Joe just tripping downstairs. Well, no,
I'm
away like, from
I'm,
it.
I'm doing a remember. David Sanders, he was a black, he played for the Falcons, I think. David Sanders, football player.
Deion Sanders?
No, probably a different person. I think of this one, okay. He wore number 21. He wore like a gangbanger Aunt Jemima thing. And he would like taunt them at the end. He wouldn't even run his fastest. He'd like hold the ball. I think they call it high stepping.
Yeah, you are high stepping.
I'm goose stepping into the end zone. I'm running away with this so bad. I'm goose stepping. That's what we call it. That's what we call it on Truth Social. We don't call it high stepping. We call it, you know, like just like a goose, like Mother Goose. Total conservative Mother Goose, by the way. Very conservative lady, Mother Goose.
Yes. You are kicking. Yes, I've noticed that. You are kicking ass, Mr. President. But there is one person who is slowly climbing where no one else is climbing. And it is not Sauron, and it is not Chris Christie, and it is not what's Manly Mike Pence.
Manly Mike Pence. Who is it?
Tim Scott.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Uncle Tim Scott. We love Uncle Tim. He's a good guy, very friendly, very Christian, and by the way, black, you know, so totally not a racist party. Actually, very not racist. Koala Bear Harris is only half a black, and we've got a full-on 100% milk dud head-shaped black.
Now, can you picture ever the Republican Party ever making their candidate a black man? Ever?
You know why I could see? I'm going to explain to you right now. We're going to explain tech stuff. Why I think Uncle Tim Scott could make it. He's a nice guy. And he's from a strong state. He's been a strong supporter. Okay. Conservative value. So he checks off most of the boxes. But I could see Republicans electing Tim Scott. Now, you know, obviously they're going to elect me. But let's say I'm not in it because I liked him. I liked him a lot. And I think they could elect him because the only thing better than hiring a black is firing a black. And imagine how happy Republicans would be if they got to impeach a black president just for being black. Like, you know, it's, he's inaugurated and then he go in and Lauren Boebert shows up 3 days later, you know, in like a short skirt and some stilettos and says, "Hey, y'all, I want to impeach this insert phrase for whatever you think Tim Scott would say." And all of a sudden, imagine how, because imagine how happy Republicans could be, because they never got to fire Obama. They didn't get to impeach Obama. He won two elections. It's like they could use Tim Scott as a stand-in for Obama. So they could get a couple of conservative policies and then, you know, like a role play, you know, like now we get to fire Tim Scott and they would feel so good. And, you know, he's not going to have a black vice president, you know. So you get a white vice president to become president. You get to fire black. I think it's a way, it's I could see it, I could see it happening that way, but not, in no other scenario.
Do you think it would be a great idea for if Tim Scott, if Sour Ron was just like, I have no shot, and Sour Ron became his VP on the ticket, versus you and whoever you pick, do you think that would give him any shot?
You're saying Sour Ron as VP?
For Tim Scott.
I just don't know how they kind of compete when I pick either Lauren Boebert or Carrie Lake and just start having strong sex during our ads.
During ads, you said? Political ads?
Political ads.
Like you're sitting there at the table making a speech, and then after you're done, her head pops up and she says, I approve of this message.
Yeah, like a little dab of the mayo, like, Mr. President. Carrie Lake, I got to say, I think, and I'm a pretty sort of, you know, relaxed guy. I think Carrie Lake's husband is going to basically like do a Roger Stone with me at some point and just ask me to plow Carrie Lake in front of him while he watches. That woman wants it so bad. It's, you know, I know it's dry in Arizona, but she is an extra level of thirsty. But no, they don't have a chance. It's, I don't think adding Tim Scott to the ticket does anything for Ron DeSuckass. And I don't think Tim Scott would pick Ron DeSuckass, who's obviously shown himself to be very disloyal to me. So you'd have Ron DeSantis walking up there going, oh no, I think we have a woke president because he's black. It would be a shame if a Republican were to make me president. You know, you can't trust him as a VP. You can't trust him as a Republican or a governor. How are you going to trust him when he's one step away from the presidency? So now Tim Scott would probably pick, you know who Tim Scott would probably pick? And this would be his undoing. Mike Pence.
Mm.
He'd be like, we're both unmarried Christian men who just love America and inexplicably very... Oh, wait, Mike Pence is married. I sometimes forget that he's married. Yeah, if you looked at his internet search history, he'd be like, this is a very lonely man. But no, he's married. Okay, so I could see Tim Scott kind of looking at Mike Pence saying, you know, that's what I'd like for myself. I'd like a woman to pretend that I'm straight. Immorally, you know what I mean? Morally straight.
Well, we just mentioned Sauron. Sauron is not having a very...
Who the hell told you you could nickname people? And by the way, when you say Sauron, you sound, you know what that sounds like? The dragon from Lord of the Rings.
You called him Sauron. I'm just following your nickname. Oh, no, Sleepy
not the,
Joe's.
Not the dragon, the eyeball. You ever see Lord of the Rings?
Not a fan.
But have you ever seen it?
I fell asleep.
Wow, you're a disgrace. What I will say is there's a big red eye. It's like a flaming... It's like a big flaming vagina. It's like a vagina on its period. That's like the main villain. That's why I like Lord of the... You got to look between the lines. Lord of the Rings is basically about the danger of electing Hillary Clinton. And it's a big eyeball, red and flaming, and it's called Sauron. And you keep saying Sauron, and it makes me think of that big eyeball.
Okay, Ron DeSantis, he is not having a very good time right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Ron DeSantis is not having a good time. He's looking to do a campaign reboot. He met in Utah with donors and his people to discuss a new direction. That is not a good sign, right? Do you think he's lost or clueless or both or doesn't know, like he's in too deep and wants to pull out of this whole thing and knows he's going to get embarrassed? But it's like, you know, when you're in too deep and you just can't get out, so you just have to embarrass yourself. Do you think he's at that point?
I pay many prostitutes to specifically tell me that I'm in too deep. It's actually in the contract. They have to say those words for me to climax. So I know what it's like to be in too deep. Now, what I think is, excuse me, here's the thing about Ron DeSantis. This guy, very disloyal. People see through him. He's not charismatic. There's no charisma, no charm, no people skills. He's, you know, smart. He's got some, he should be in the back making policy. He should not be out front running for president. And nobody's going to tell him this, but I'll tell him. The reboot for your campaign should be get somebody else to play Ron DeSantis. How about that? Can you cast somebody new? And the role of Ron DeSantis will now be Kirk Cameron. Well, how about that? How about that? You know, in the role of Ron DeSantis, we now have Scott Baio. Ron's in charge. And all of a sudden, you have a tough, charismatic, personable sort of person. But the problem with the Ron DeSantis reboot is it stars Ron DeSantis. That's the biggest problem he's got. Though I do like his wife, Casey. With the right plastic surgeon, we could get her looking very strong.
Mr. President, I know you're into movies. You finished Netflix during the pandemic. There's a big movie weekend, two big openings, and total opposite films. I was wondering if you have an opinion on any of them. It is Barbie and Oppenheimer. Did Ivanka have Barbies growing up? Or maybe Don Jr. had a bunch of Kens as a collection, and you have a lot of experience with Barbies. What are your opinion on these two movies? What have you heard about them? Or your experience with an atomic bomb or Barbie?
Well, I find it interesting that strong conservative Mel Gibson hasn't gotten an apology yet. And you might be wondering why. Why, sir? Why would Mel Gibson get an apology? Well, I'll tell you why. It's very simple. You have to know your history. You have to know your information, schooled information. Mel Gibson got in a lot of trouble a while back. He made a movie called The Passion Fruit of Jesus. And it was a great movie. Great movie. Very moving. Very strong with the conservatives. Great movie. Made a lot of money. And he got in trouble for that. And then he got pulled over by the cops. And he yelled that Jews start all the wars. Oh, well, you can't say that. It didn't seem nice at first. And then you see this movie Oppenheimer. And you know what Oppenheimer did? Oh, he invented a little thing called the atomic bomb. Just a little thing, just a little bomb. Destroyed cities, changed the world, made us all scared and hide under our desk. Not me, I didn't hide under my desk in the 60s, but a lot of people hid under desks. And Oppenheimer, I wonder what religion he was. Do you know tech stuff? Do you know what religion Oppenheimer was? I'll give you one guess.
I'm going to guess Jew.
He was Jewish. He was Jewish. And we love Jewish people. Ivanka is a born-again Jew. So we respect them. We have great friends in the Jewish community, great family, great family, great family people. Tough Bibi. We just gave Tough Bibi his nickname back. If I didn't like the Jewish people, how could I do that? But we have, I think you should apologize to Mel Gibson on this episode on behalf of the Kushners. And just say, sorry, it turns out Oppenheimer may have actually kind of done what you said he did. You don't have to. You don't have to. You're probably, you know, you're self-cancel culturing, obviously, and not speaking. But I'm going to tell everybody you apologized in the chat. Now, so I think Oppenheimer is an important movie that the woke left probably won't like. But Barbie was the best. Barbie was the best because it gave hot women something to aspire to. And it made not hot women feel terrible about themselves. I think not hot women should feel terrible about themselves. So I think it was a very strong toy, very strong. And I remember I started giving them to Ivanka at a very young age, very young. And only the ones like Bikini Barbie and you know, when she'd go to a pool, you know, when Ivanka was 8, in strong fatherly ways, I used to just tease her about not having Barbie-sized breasts. You know, 8 is, I think, when they start to develop. You know, you get like a nice C or D around 4th grade. And I wasn't too involved in the parenting part, but that's what I've heard. And so by the time Ivanka was 14, she was already saying to me, "Daddy, you know all those Barbies, all those strong Barbie lessons you gave me, sir?" She called me sir. She called me daddy, sir, actually, which I kind of liked. She said, I think I want to go to the surgeon. And I go, "That sounds great. I've already made the appointment for your sweet 16. And that's what we call D-Day in our house. We called it D-Day, the day she got her D-cups. So Barbie and Oppenheimer, I think, very important films for two different reasons. Now, it's kind of a woke Barbie. And I don't want to get too more into it because I think next month's Rotten Oranges will probably be a review of both of those movies. So I don't want to give, yeah, that's more paywall. Sorry, sorry, not sorry. Paywall. It's called the paywall. Remember Oasis? They had a song called Paywall.
I think it's Wonderwall, but
it's same a thing. Paywall. That's my paywall.
This president, the last thing I want to talk to you about. Have you heard of this singer, country singer, Jason Aldean?
Great guy, strong MAGA guy. We love Jason Aldean.
Am I saying his name wrong?
No, you said it. Jason Aldean. We say Aldean all day at Mar-a-Lago. Strong MAGA guy, strong singer, strong country. We love bro country.
Now, he has a music video out where he talks about race in his lyrics and shows different Black Lives Matters protests and things like that, but there are no Black people in the video.
I think there might have been a couple, but I think it was showing, you see, that's because the left would want to make it about race. And that's okay, why Jason Aldean is Dean's, we call him Jason Aldean's List because he's smart. And because he knows that if he shows Blacks doing crime, oh no, that's wrong. So he shows whites doing crime on behalf of Blacks. Not racist, even though it's for Black people and for Black causes. So he's a very smart guy. And the video, you know, the country music television went woke, which is, how sad is that? How sad is that when CMT goes woke? I never thought I'd see the day. That's why we're introducing Truth Social Country.
Well, what do you, Truth Social Country? And it's going to be, is it going to be Aldean all day?
It's not going to be Aldean all day, but it's going to be, there will be a lot of, you know, patriotic real country singers, the ones who, you know, they love our flag. They love beer, but not Bud Light. They love hot chicks who give consent all the time. And, you know, they hate diversity and wokeness and college and books and electric cars and, you know, all the things that are ruining our country. Blacks, did I mention Blacks? Immigrants, women's bodily autonomy, they hate all that stuff. Is not going to be part of Truth Social Country. So Truth Social Country will be, you know, if you're a hot blonde or a big strapping white who sings about, you know, four different topics exclusively, trucks, beer, women, and farming. You can, and the flag, you got to include, and loves law enforcement. You know, like we used AI, we used Trump AI. Remember Michael C brought that up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we used Trump AI to come up with a song, and it already gave us our first song. Red, White, and Blue Lives Matter. it's a very patriotic song, you know. Red, white, and blue. There ain't no space for black. You're too busy on the street doing your fucking crack. That's why the red, white, and blue lives matter is what we're all about. When I see a black on the street, I find a cop and shout, "Sir, get that guy out of my town. He might steal something and that make me frown." And then the police officer does his job. He shoots 6 times before he even talks. I don't remember all that the AI came up with, but very strong, very strong. So Truth Social Country, but Jason Aldean's list is he's a smart guy. He's a great MAGA guy. And in no way, you know, he's true MAGA. Remember that shooting? Remember the bump stock shooting in Vegas at a country? You know, like 50 people died, like 500 people.
Yeah, he was from the Mandalay Bay. Yes, I remember that.
He was performing. It was his concert.
Hmm.
And now imagine how patriotic and pro-Second Amendment you have to be to see people slaughtered at your own concert. Just like a Civil War battlefield at your concert. And then your instinct is to come back and go start singing about shooting people in a small town. You know how much you have to love the Second Amendment to do that? That's a great patriot.
I want to ask you about some of the lyrics I have here.
Are they as good as Trump AI? I had to not say all the N-words that Trump AI automatically puts into songs. You know, we're trying to keep this clean for the pay, you know, to encourage the paywall.
There's two lines here. It says, "Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, that beep might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town." I'm hooked.
First of all, incredible songwriting.
And it was written not just by himself. It was also written by Neil Thrasher, Kurt Allison, Tully Kennedy, and Kelly Lovelace. So that is 5 geniuses on this song.
Wow. How many dumb sacks to shit country singers did it take to screw in a light bulb?
Five, apparently.
It takes 5. One to put in the light and the other 4 to shoot him. It's a great song. It's great music. It's the lyrics. They don't rhyme, but they also don't make sense. So it's very consistent. And, you know, try that in a small town. That's right. You come to a small town, you know, there's other things. Hey, try visiting a library in a small town. You can't do it.
Try having an abortion in a small town. Can't do it.
Try finding a fresh vegetable in a small town.
Can't do it. No, try finding a gun.
Can do it. Just do it. It's called Nike. No, it's a great song. Jason Aldean is one of our best. I think it's just it's horrible that country music television has gone woke, but I think once again, Truth Social Country will fill in the gap. You know, we actually have a saying, our trademark, like our trademark slogan, we'll fill in the gap, whether you consent or not. Truth Social Country, not woke country.
A little long, but I like it. It's a little long, but I like it.
We got Toby Keith. President. Remember Toby Keith?
I do remember Toby Keith, yeah.
Good guy.
Yes. Do you like this guy, this new country guy, Jelly Roll? What do you think of him?
I haven't heard his stuff, but he already sounds like he might be leaning woke.
Mr. President, appreciate you joining us every single week, and I can't wait till August with all the different new content. We're changing some things up, so love for everyone to please get on the Patreon starting, I think, August 1st. We will put up the $1 buy-in for all the episodes, for the regular episodes, so that will be our first episode in August. On August 7th, it will be everything behind the paywall, except you'll get a 15-minute Tickle Your Balls episode on iTunes. Everything else would be behind the paywall. So get on the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Just join at one of the higher levels right now. You'll just get everything, you know, and there's going to be more bonus material coming to you guys August and beyond. So again, patreon.com/MPGA. In August, I will be at the Funny Farm in Brewster, New York at 8 p.m. on August 12th and August 19th. I'll be at the Rhino Comedy Club in Suffern, New York at 8 p.m. Both those are Saturday night shows, so come on through if you're in town. And Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tech Stuff. Hello, everybody. Hey, some huge announcements if you're still listening. Princeton, New Jersey this Friday and Saturday. That's moderate announcement. Big if you're in the area, come to one of those shows, please. I get paid more if there's more tickets sold. And I just signed my death warrant. I will get the minimum now that I put that out there. Nobody will show up. My album / special that many of you have heard me lament for now years, Half Blackface. The album is available for pre-order. Jay will put the link in the show notes. This is one of those things where I'm just like, if you're a fan of mine, this is a one-time thing. There will be a special version also coming out soon. That is a different set. There's about 30 minutes different material each one. So obviously I would hope people would get both because they're both great sets and there's both like great in unique material on each one. But this is the album from October 2021, arguably the greatest set of my entire life. So you can pre-order it on iTunes or Amazon. I would greatly appreciate it if you do that, even if you're a streaming person who can get it for free. Side note, because of the difficulties of this thing, I get the most money if you purchase it. I split everything 50-50 with the people who did such a bang up job producing it, but sales I get 80%. Hence why I would love it if any and every fan I have would buy it, pre-order it now, get it high on the charts when it officially comes out August 25th. Beyond that, I've got other shows. I'm in Queens August 4th. In Astoria at QED. It's an 11 p.m. show, so you know I don't expect many of you to be there, but just throwing it out there in case. September 15th and 16th, Harrisburg Comedy Zone. October 20th, Flappers in Burbank, California. Looking to fill in some shows. Pittsburgh. I think I have a date in October. I just need to lock it down. And also a Seattle show seems likely, though not guaranteed, in October as well. So I think that's it. Please, you know, join this Patreon. Like I said, it's only going to be $1 a month or $10 for a year to get what you've been getting for years now for free. So we'd appreciate the support. You know, as a one-time thing, obviously Half Blackface is extremely an extremely big deal for me. And it's important to me that given the 2 years of really horrific fuck ups with it, if I can say that, that it be a success for my peace of mind, not even my ego, just for my peace of mind. So long announcements. Hope you're still listening. Thank you for listening. God help us all.